depending on your age, I don't want to speculate, but you might remember when the Commonwealth Bank, other banks, financial institutions and alike used to come into your classroom mid-year and set you up with a little bank account for your pocket money. Now, the idea, at least as far as we might be led to believe, is to instill good financial habits and responsibilities in our young ones, but you probably wouldn't be blamed for thinking these banks and such might have some ulterior motives, would you? Now, the ACT Legislative Assembly unanimously passed a motion to get rid of these programs. They'll be banned in the Territory from July this year. Now, we're joined by a member of the Assembly and seat for Brindabella in the ACT, Jonathan Davis, to discuss the ban. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on the program.
No, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much. So, I guess there's a little bit of context. Maybe a listener out there might not be familiar with Dolomites and these similar programs. I guess, what are they? And then why was the motion to ban them put forward initially?
Yeah, so look, Dolomites is the school banking program that's run by the Commonwealth Bank. It's been around for donkey's years. It's a legacy item from back when the Commonwealth Bank was publicly owned.
Yep.
Some other private banks tried similar programs, and it was pitched to parents and school communities as a way to encourage financial literacy and good savings habits for young people. We found last year in December, actually, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission released a report that proved what we anecdotally knew was that these programs don't provide financial literacy education. The banks couldn't even prove that they did that. They kept no records of such, but they did keep very diligent records of how many customers they earned long-term through their home loan products and credit card products. So it was actually a quite pernicious customer acquisition strategy. And ASIC said very clearly that they had no place in our schools. And so I felt that our legislator had a responsibility to respond to that report.
As Dolomites, these banking programs, although I guess you alluded to there, you're pretty well set out, right, that they were just put in place, I guess, to just keep people in the banks. Everyone knows that changing banks or whatever it is an absolute headache at the best of times.
Yeah.
They're probably well aware of this, the banks, which is the idea of why they get people involved from 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it might be. Have these kind of banking programs then evolved and, I guess, proved to have pretty negative implications for someone's financial situation later in life, whether they get locked into something they shouldn't be locked into, or maybe contrary to what they're meant to do, it just blocks out someone's ability to gain some financial literacy and understanding?
100%, Jared. I think you hit the nail on the head when you used the word evolve there. And I think that's the biggest criticism that most people would have of the Dolomites program in particular, is that it hasn't evolved with the time. You know, most young people in particular are doing their banking on their phone. They're subjected to marketing for programs like Afterpay, your buy now, pay later scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And using a little velvet deposit book to bring your small change into your classroom really doesn't meet that new financial landscape that young people and growing into young adults are going to be dealing with. So it wasn't very informative. It wasn't very educational. And it was an attempt by CommBank in particular, but really any of the banks that ran them, to earn themselves a long-term customer. Now, ASIC found 45% of people who had a Dolomites account still had a Commonwealth Bank account as an adult. That's a pretty good customer acquisition strategy. So they were getting pretty good bang for buck.
Yeah,
and I just don't think banks should be making buck in public schools.
Yeah, no, of course. How encouraging then was the unanimous decision in the Legislative Assembly to ban them from July?
Oh, super encouraging. And look, credit has to go to my Labor and Liberal colleagues who did vote in support of the motion. I think it would have been impossible for any of them to read ASIC's report and to conclude anything other than what I concluded. In fact, it's actually the Victorian Labor government, to their credit, that snapped into action even quicker than we did. As soon as the report came out in December, they banned them from their schools straight away, and they
Lovely.
Haven't even been running this year. So, you know, the other states and territories have a bit of work to do here to catch up.
Was it soured slightly by the Liberals' proposal to delay the ban kind of incrementally and such?
Look, it was. I mean, I suppose you've got to, you know, if you're, you know, maybe there's a bit of relevance deprivation syndrome there. You want to say something so that you've got something to say. But the ASIC report findings were clear. The Victorian government's quick decision-making was clear. I wasn't quite sure why the Liberals proposed a motion to drag out the inevitable, but that amendment obviously wasn't supported.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. I guess lastly, because I won't keep you too long, a spokesperson for young people, for, I guess, education as well. Are there similar programs that you can draw a parallel with to another major concern, whether it be financial or, I guess, just the... just the livelihoods of young people going forward that could hopefully be addressed as swiftly, something that you've looked at and thought, geez, I don't know about that.
Yeah, look, at the local level here in the ACT, there's definitely a couple of things that can be a quick fix that I definitely want to be working on, and particularly with vulnerable young people and young people at risk of going through the criminal justice system. So in the ACT, we're looking at raising the age of criminal responsibility, which will be a really exciting reform for young people, reduce recidivism and keep them out of the justice system. But more broadly, the issues that young people right across the country are facing are actually not ones in most part that are fixed by state and local governments. It's actually the federal government that need to go back to tuition-free TAFE and university. We need to make it easier for young people to get an education so they can get ahead, and we need desperately to increase the rates of AusStudy and Newstart so young people aren't struck with poverty simply because they want to get a degree and get ahead.
Well said. Thanks so much for joining the show with us this morning, Jonathan. I do appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. All the best going forward.
See you later, mate.
Bye. That was ACT Greens Legislative Assembly member and spokesperson for young people, education, among some other pursuits, Jonathan Davis, discussing the banning of school banking programs in the ACT from July this year, as passed by the Assembly last week.